Welcome to this Yahoo Finance special, looking at the business around the big game. And of course, Brian, we are counting down to Super Bowl Sunday with the LA Rams and Cincinnati Bengals meeting for the first time in the big game. Los Angeles is going to be hosting the event for the first time in 30 years. But for the Bengals, the wait has been even longer. The team hasn't played in a Super Bowl since 1988, when they lost against another West Coast team, the San Francisco 49ers.
And the hype is real. Average ticket prices blew through previous records, according to data from TickPick, although it's been coming down a little bit as of the last day or two. But although prices could drop ahead of Sunday, anecdotes of parking spots more expensive than the seat itself really underscores the droves of people heading to LA for the historic matchup. And that's not the only place where money is flowing. Record amounts of bets are expected on the game nationally, with sportsbooks just a tap away. And of course, there's money in it for Los Angeles, a city that 7 years ago had no NFL team at all.
Yeah, certainly. We've got all the angles covered for you over the next hour with a great lineup of guests. We've got LA Mayor Eric Garcetti talking about the economic impact the big event is expected to have on the LA region. We're also talking about the explosive growth of sports betting. FanDuel CEO Amy Howe is going to be joining us later this hour. And finally, a conversation with Hall of Fame quarterback Troy Aikman. We're going to be talking to him about the state of the NFL and the scrutiny around the league's hiring practices.
A packed hour that we have ahead of you, but let's get started and jump right into it with Super Bowl ticket prices elevated as the Bengals and Rams fans try to figure out if they want to be in front of the TV or in the stadium in Inglewood. Yahoo Finance's Dave Briggs has been following all the action. You know, Dave, we talked about this yesterday, the expectation that as you get closer to the game, some of those ticket prices might drop. Are we already starting to see that?
Yeah. Hey, guys, good to see you. I said yesterday, I think these tickets are going to crash. It'll be Deflategate 2, and we are seeing it. I told people to go out there, get a ticket to Los Angeles, wait it out. Don't jump on these early tickets. And you won if you listen, because they are falling. Just 2 days ago, we were seeing an average buy-in price, which is the cheapest pair of tickets, which was around $5,000 per ticket. It dropped about $1,000 in 24 hours to about $3,400. It dropped again about another $1,000. And just now on the NFL ticket exchange website, Ticketmaster, we're now at $2,850. So I think you're seeing a $1,000 approximately drop each of the last 2 days. Frankly, I think we'll see another $400-$500, and we'll settle somewhere around that $2,000 to $2,500 per ticket buy-in range, which is out of our too rich for our blood, but way down from the numbers we saw earlier in the week.
Yeah, Dave, now I'm starting to wish that we had a conversation earlier on the week, because I did look at ticket prices, flights to LA. And if you're talking about the potential payoff maybe coming right up to the game, I mean, you're saying there could be a ticket to be had.
I think if you're walking up to SoFi Stadium that morning, I think you'll be under $2,000, which is a massive savings over what we saw earlier in the week. Now, look, we always see prices fall a little bit ahead of the game, but this one's different in that I just don't see the demand out there. And I think that's because you don't see a hot national property. You don't have the Cowboys. You don't have the Patriots. You don't have Tom Brady. And quite frankly, nothing against the stars in this game. Huge fan of Matt Stafford and Joe Burrow and OBJ and Cooper Kupp, just to name a few, Jamar Chase. But you don't have a real household name. You don't have someone that really puts butts in seats. But what you really need for this game is someone like the Cowboys, Steelers, Packers, or Tom Brady to really keep that demand high. And I just don't see it. I don't feel it. I don't see the numbers dropping or falling in terms of the number of tickets sold. They're just still hanging out there. And the problem is California should be a home run having the Rams in it, just not a diehard fan base, probably because that franchise left, went to St. Louis, came back. I think this will be a huge springboard for football in Los Angeles, but that is not a football town by any means.
Dave, a lot of narratives around the game itself, as you laid out, but also around the platforms that you'll be watching it on. NBC carrying it on Sunday, but they're juggling the Winter Olympics, and it kind of underscores the priorities here that they flew Mike Tirico from Beijing back to Los Angeles in the middle of it all. How do ratings numbers kind of come into play here for specifically NBC when they're also trying to launch Peacock?
Well, you hear a lot about the ratings right now. I think Peacock's going to see a huge boost because they're not seeing it with the Olympics, which are down about 40% night to night from the 2018 Winter Games. So I think the Olympics will see the big boost here from what they've seen over the last couple of days. And that will really help Peacock. Maybe that pregame show will help Peacock. But I've seen some huge numbers predicted out there for the ratings, in particular Predict HQ, who will have on Yahoo Finance later in the program. They believe 117 million people will tune into this Super Bowl. That would shatter the all-time record of 114 million that watched the Patriots and the Seahawks in 2015. I hate to be the wet blanket here. I just don't see it. And again, it goes back to having a real cornerstone franchise or one of the league's signature stars. I think the numbers will stay similar to what we saw last year, which was around that 90 million mark. Still a huge number. We shouldn't make too much of it. A $90 million fan viewer figure is still a huge audience, but you had Tom Brady against Patrick Mahomes. And I know COVID played in. There were no fans in the stands last year. We were all burned out. But two of the biggest stars in the history of the game were in that Super Bowl. We don't have it this year. And I don't hear just anecdotally the buzz that you typically hear about a Super Bowl. So I'd expect a similar number, around 90 million viewers. But what does NBC care about? 30-second commercials averaging 6.5 million bucks per 30 seconds. That's a record. And that's what NBC cares about and what they should, frankly, care about.
Yeah, certainly. Maybe making up for the lack of viewership with the Olympics, too. All right, Dave, we're going to check back in with you a little later this hour.